Lucy, Ed and Erin have discovered that Canberra is Australia's best kept secret. Discover Canberra for yourself on us at hit.com.au.
Good morning and get up, now count me in.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
We just celebrate Rupert Murdoch getting engaged. Can we?
Yeah, of course.
It is honestly...
How old is he? 92.
Mm-hmm.
And he's how old is his new fiancée, Erin?
66.
Yeah, I just love what he says here. We're both looking forward to spending the second half of our lives together.
Jesus.
He knows something. What's he got?
That he's frozen got thing?
He's got something.
Doesn't he?
He's been working on something.
He's got something.
Did he actually say that?
He's going 180.
No.
He's going to the old the number from the darts. Yeah. 180. Who did he? You know, I mean, I know he's a legend. The second half of our lives?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's reasonable to question that, isn't it?
Well, would you might have said that to him at 82 when he was only on his third marriage. And now at 92, lucky number 5.
Well, good on him.
Like, who's got the energy at that age?
No,
he does.
Like, even to walk down an aisle would be exhausting.
Everything right.
He only has
you know
to stand there, doesn't he? He doesn't have to walk. She does.
He must have it.
At 66, that'd be exhausting.
He must have ironclad prenups ready to go, though. He must have. They must be good ones.
No, but he's got so much money, he don't need to protect it. He can say, like, you can have a bill, you can have
you
a bill,
halving,
you can have
you
a bill.
You
yeah.
keep halving every 3 or 4 years and, you know.
No, it's not halving. Yeah, there's no way.
Well, that's why he must have good prenups.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well done to him. And he's not marrying himself, but our lucky listeners are.
Maybe if he had married himself earlier on and discovered self-love, he'd realise that he didn't need all these other wives.
Well, you know what? It's not too late for him to tune in because we do need a groom. And he can say no sorry to that person and go, I'm going to marry myself instead.
She has a name, Husey, a name.
She does.
I'm looking for it now. Leslie, Anne Leslie Smith.
Yeah, well, exactly. Anne Leslie or Leslie Ann?
I don't know.
Well, what's
it what does it matter?
Sheet?
I mean, it won't last. One of them will either, well, he'll probably go first, but.
He's looking, no, he may not. He's going to spend the second half of their lives together. I think she might have been gone, hang on, Rupert. You can't put me in your category, mate. You're 92, I'm 66.
That is someone once did that to me in our generation, and that person I reckon was 90. I'm 39, and they said our generation. In fact, it was one of your drivers, a taxi driver.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That used you, yeah.
Yeah, no, I question him about that, and he disputes your version of
okay.
events.
Well, either way, we are looking for a groom, and I would like a groom who ticks a lot of boxes. And no, I'm not trying to use wedding for one. Find a
you're
husband.
You want to turn into a bachelor situation.
I'm not, but I just
be like the first, the bachelor in its heyday. You know, with the Tim.
All I'm
Tim
saying
Robards
is, there's going to be eight single women marrying themselves because they're all about self love. So these are women who have done all the work. They're already at the stage where they're not psychos anymore because they've done the work on themselves. So we need a couple of grooms who are dashing, amazing, tick every box, handsome, strong.
She's looking for someone from Manpower.
Fireman, potentially, police officer, finance, whatever. Worked as a stripper. I just think we need a couple of really strong caliber grooms. And if, you know, a couple of eyes are met at the wedding, we could shimmy the rules a little and you could marry one of the brides, potentially.
We're already in the gown. Yeah, right.
That's good.
So that will come up later on. There's a shocking, something happened yesterday at my house which enraged me. Just people, look, do your job. If you've got one job, do it. Otherwise, get out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Talking about
strong
your kids
message.
Or?
Someone in the house not doing their job.
Yeah.
And I reckon the highway is where they belong.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
But I thought, didn't think, realise there was anyone else in the house. And then I spied an intruder scurrying across the kitchen floor was a mouse. And before I could get to it, it scurried into the pantry area and then just disappeared, you know.
Gross.
You know what made me really angry? Not the mouse. It's living its life. It's doing what it does. I went upstairs and where's our cat? Just asleep on one of the beds, just not working. That's what a cat's meant to do.
Yeah.
Cats are meant to get the mice, but not anymore. These mollycoddled cats just don't even work.
Well, who mollycoddles the cat?
We feed it twice a day.
Exactly.
Obviously, that's too.
Exactly.
We shouldn't feed it at all.
At all.
It should be getting its own food.
Correct. There's birds, there's mice, there's bugs. It should be hunting daily.
Well, I want to talk. We want to talk to people who have got. Have you experienced rodents? Any
well,
of you
mum
two?
Mum and dad's, and they're out in a property out at Royalla. We had a mouse over Christmas, and it was cute. Eliza, my four-year-old, was very excited by it, but mum was not pleased at all. So then there were traps set up everywhere.
Did you catch the mouse?
Yes, but I don't think we should speak about the mouse.
Because it suffered?
Potentially.
Well, that's the game the mouse plays. It enters your territory,
oh, yeah.
And it might end up badly for the mouse.
No risk, no reward, right? We have wombats and things that we like that we feed a lizard. You know, Dad used to have this lizard that he just loved. We'd give grapes to Lizzie the lizard. There's Bob the kangaroo. Like, you know, it's not an animal hate fest.
No, absolutely. We're happy to have reptiles doing their thing, but mice, you've got to get them because they can plague it out.
Yep.
Too many mice.
Yep.
Is there anyone listening to us who's had a mouse recently?
Have you had a mouse in the house? If so, did you get rid of it or is it still at large?
Or maybe you had a rat.
Or a rat. Ugh,
how do you
subtle.
Tell the difference? What? So what? Because this looked like a big mouse that was greyish. So how do you know if it's a mouse or a rat?
I think it's a size.
Is it a size?
Generally. Okay. Yeah. Our mouse was tiny, so I knew it was a mouse. But Nick, you were down in the car park recently, and what did you see downstairs there, Nick, who pushes the buttons here?
Yeah, big rat running around.
Like how big? Like, give me context.
Oh,
like
size
a dog?
Of a hand, I reckon.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's in the building. But have people got any rats or mice in their house?
Yep.
Are we going to reward people who tell the truth?
$100 from a Red Rooster. The rooster's calling you to try their crunchy fried chicken today.
Yes,
so 131060. Lines are open. Have you had rats or mice? Maybe you still got them. If so, what are you doing about it?
Or is it an old-fashioned problem and people these days don't suffer from it?
No.
The new Today FM.
Now, look, I do have an update. There's been an update on the mouse situation. So in my house. And I wanted to sack the cat, remember? I wanted the cat to be gone because I'm sick of paying that cat in food and it's not doing its job.
Well, that's the whole point because it's full. Its belly's full. It's got no need to do its job.
Yeah. Look, I'll credit the dog. He's blind and deaf. He wouldn't be able to see the mice anymore. He used to do it.
Oh.
Dogs can also be good mouses, good ratters.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I believe that was the whole point of the terrier.
Oh, really?
Size and the snout.
You know what? My dog has got a bit of terrier in him. So over the years, he has done that.
Yeah.
Job reasonably well, but who's been suffering?
Alana from Spring Farm, where you got a mouse?
I have a mouse in the roof. I had a mouse in the roof of my house.
Mm.
Yeah. And did you think it was a mouse or do you think it was something else?
I heard all the scratching above my bedroom and thought it was a giant possum and was ready to tackle the possum. I was Googling things. It was real scary.
Yeah, possums can be scary. Absolutely.
I had once had one, Alana, fall through the bathroom air vent onto the bathroom cabinet right in front of me as I was nude having got out of the shower. And I tell you what, possums, they're not friendly.
Oh, my worst nightmare.
It was
my wife awful. Also was nude with a possum in there. Are possums perverts?
Yes. Yes. They are because he could have chosen a million other times that I'd just gone into the bathroom clothed.
Horny possums.
Horny possum. Alana, how did you figure out it was a mouse and then how did you get rid of said mouse?
So I looked at getting an exterminator, but my husband was insulted and he wanted to get up there and we set up hundreds of traps from Bunnings, all sizes. Like, we didn't know if it was a rat. So it was the whole, if you went into the roof, big traps, small traps, you name it. And they were everywhere. So I wasn't letting that mouse, get away.
And you got it?
Up there. We got it. It took a few days of checking the traps and putting up peanut butter.
Goodness.
And some special like stuff from Bunnings that attract the mice to eat it.
Well done.
All's well that ends well, though.
It's like a Home Alone situation, all those traps.
I need more things to do in their life. All's well that ends well with that mouse.
Poor old poor. And now, Cherie from Caringbah, you had a mouse.
I do. Well, we did have a mouse. We had it in our lounge area.
Yeah. And what was it doing?
So we had a chocolate bunny left over from Easter, been sitting there for a while, and it was sitting up on a bookcase. And unbeknownst to us, well, I actually, to be honest, knew there was a mouse in the lounge. I'd seen it scampering around, but I'm very much a live and let live, and I knew if I told my flatmate, she would kill it.
You're beautiful. Yep.
And I went to pick up the Easter bunny, which was still fully formed, and the very smart mouse had eaten it from behind. So it had opened the wrapper and then continued to just chew and chew away and eat all of the bunny, until only the base of the bunny was left.
Without anyone
but
knowing.
It was still, with no one knowing, and it still looked exactly like the Easter bunny.
Wow.
Yeah.
But your flatmate heard about the bunny, and then what happened to what happened to the mouse in the long run?
Yeah, she got a trap and she put them out. And
dead mouse.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Do you still feel that loss, Cherie?
I get a little bit upset, but it was, a few years ago now, so I've got to
know
move on from
Cherie's,
that.
Cherie's trim, though, isn't she? You're a trim person because you just the concept of an Easter bunny still being there after Easter.
That's a great point. Would you consider yourself trim, Cherie?
Well, actually, I'm lactose intolerant, so I'm not supposed to eat chocolate.
Oh, yeah, right. Fair enough.
It's a medical condition. Yeah, well done, Hughie.
Well, you know what? Our mouse got actually found by our lazy cat, and my family have informed me that the cat was playing with the mouse this morning.
Wait, playing with or executing?
Playing with, but my family actually saved the mouse and freed it in the backyard.
Oh, that's back.
Yeah, I was about to say it'll be back tonight. Amazing. Tomorrow morning segment done.
Exactly right. Telling the other mice, these idiots, they just put you outside.
This is the Hughie, Ed and Erin podcast.
Erin, are you about to help everyone out?
Yeah, not just women, but every single person with a face. I have discovered the greatest product in the history of any product that promises to delete pimples.
We just say this is not an ad.
This is not an ad. I bought this. Bought it from Priceline, I think. But I bought
You're not being paid by Priceline.
I've done a few of these little product reviews, and never once have I been paid. I've always bought them myself. In fact. Right. Should look at some kind of tax concession, shouldn't
but
I?
But what is
I'm
it?
Using them for
Tell
work.
Us. We're all got our pens out.
Do you?
Yes, I've got a pen.
Okay, so I'll tell you first what it's for, then I'll tell you what it is. So night before last, I noticed on either side of my nose and my forehead, when you're something's starting to build, a blemish, and it's not fully grown yet, but tomorrow I'm going to wake up and that's going to either have a head, excuse the expression and the imagery.
You don't have to say head.
Well, yeah, I know, but it just sounds gross. And not in the way you're thinking, not that way. That's gross too.
That?
I'm not saying that's gross. That's normal. It's humans. but yes, and I have three little things that I've tried over the last, say, 6 months or so, because I don't really get many pimples at all. Like, I'm quite lucky with my skin.
Because your skin's, yeah.
Yeah, like, mum's got really good skin and always been quite lucky. But when you know one's coming. And anyway, this
been
is...
A while for me, to be honest. As you get older, you get less pimples.
Yes, correct. So, not pimples as much oil you're young. But some people still get them right up until, Rupert might still get a pimple. This could be great for him. And it's not that expensive, but even if it was, he could afford
Rupert
it.
Rupert Murdoch, you're talking about.
Rupert 92. Murdoch, 92, but about to live the second half of his life. But anyway, I put the three dots, and it's like it's in this pink bottle with a pink kind of liquid. Mm-hmm. And what it's called is Nip and Fab Purify.
Nip and Fab.
Nip and Fab, and it's XXL salicylic.
Whatever, but Nip
S-A-L-I-C-Y-L-I-C Tonic Extreme 2%. Retails for $39, which I know is a little bit exy for a tiny bottle, but it'll last you for 5 years. But essentially, I put a dot of it on each blemish that had started. They weren't pimples yet. They were the beginning, the rumination of a pimple.
Right. Yep.
yesterday morning when I woke up, because it stayed on, because it's like this pinky, creamy stuff that just dries. Overnight. So what it does, it dries and then has this acid formula that essentially overnight, not as intense as that, attacks the internal of the pimple. So it doesn't break your skin on the outside. Yep. Woke up the next morning, kid you not, so this is yesterday morning.
Blemish.
Gone.
Blemish.
All three that I know, because I know my skin, would have been pimples the next morning, had completely disappeared. Not even like a red mark.
Yeah,
like
crazy.
It's magic.
This is life-changing for anyone who gets blemishes.
Well, exactly. Nip and fab. So I got mine from Priceline, and I swear to God, and like I haven't used it in a couple of months, but it's just when they come, or if you've got a wedding or something.
Anytime you want to look good.
A wedding. Like our wedding for one. We've got the details of that coming up after the news. We're going to speak to one of the brides.
We're going to talk to her mum.
We're going to try.
Mum's in America, has no idea what's going on, and we're going to hopefully get our American woman, American bride, to ring her mother in America and say, "Mum, I'm getting married to myself," and we'll hear Mum's reaction.
Yeah, this will tell us a lot about Mum, whether she values this or she thinks it's...
She doesn't want to be there, though. It's a problem.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
We've got beautiful brides coming along. Erin is one of them. And we spoke to our latest bride yesterday, Erin, didn't we?
We did. Beautiful Candace, who is an American woman who has decided to join us on this adventure. And I don't want to give too much away because Candace is about to tell her mother, who lives over in California in the US. Hey, Candace.
Hi, guys. How are you?
No, we're good. We believe you're a bit nervous to talk to your mother about this big event.
Yeah, just a tad. I don't know what she's going to say.
Let's get it out of the way then. I think you should tell her.
So your mum is in Pasadena, is that right?
I think she lives in Upland at the moment. So not far.
In California. Yep.
Yep.
Well, I believe now we can go live to California and say hello to Angela, Candace's mum. Angela, it's Husey and Erin. You're live on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
We love your accent. We love the Californian attitude. And your daughter has something to say to you. Here we go. Go, Candace.
Mum, I am getting married.
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to say that.
Why did you think that?
I knew it. And you know what? The song that you guys were playing right before that by Bruno Mars, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. I was excited for you, but you're going to make me cry at work.
But it's slightly different to what you might think. I'm not marrying another person.
Okay, well, what are you marrying?
I'm marrying myself.
Meaning?
Meaning just myself. I'm not marrying someone. I'm like declaring love for myself, I guess.
Oh, I love that. It's because you're a strong person, that's why.
Clap that
in. Angela.
Gets it, mate.
That beautiful reaction.
That is so beautiful. I love that. That's what we're doing, Angela, is we're actually declaring that we don't need anyone else. It's about self-love and being strong and doing something for yourself. So you must be proud of Candace.
I've always been proud of her. Always.
So you, she's always been a beautiful daughter, and she's got a couple of her own kids, and you, you followed her journey, obviously, with pure love in your heart, Angela.
Oh, forever and ever, yes. If I could twinkle my toes and be there in Australia, I'd do it in a minute.
Oh, I wish we could bring you, because Angela, we're doing the whole thing. So Candace will wear the most beautiful wedding gown. She'll have her hair and makeup done. She'll walk up the aisle. It will be the most special thing. I wish you could come. That would be amazing. But can you imagine your daughter as a bride?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. She'd be a beautiful bride.
Candace, does this make you feel better?
Yeah, it's a bit sad in a way because, you know, Mum's so far away and we haven't seen her in 7 very, very long years. So
what's stopping you coming over? Is it kind of a financial thing that it's expensive? Is it like what's stopping you from seeing each other at the moment?
It's just the timing with work and with the kids and I know I want to be there.
Also, Angela, you don't get many holidays in America, do you? And that's something us in Australia, we don't understand. Generally, people here get a month off from full-time jobs. It's only 2 weeks in America, isn't it?
Well, after you work about 10 years, you get 2 weeks, yes.
Yeah,
right. So it's a different way of living. So that's why a lot of Americans don't have passports. Do you have a passport, Angela?
I do.
You do.
Oh, well, we'll make sure we send you lots of photos and videos and help you watch it that way. I wish you could come. But, yeah, I'm so glad you're supportive because we were worried that you might have been like, well, what's the point? But I love that you're supportive.
She understands.
No, he's always been very independent, I should say.
Yeah. Yes.
So she's very strong. So and that's the reason she's living 13,000 miles away from me. Very strong.
Yeah. She's living in a beautiful part of the world, Angela. We've got to get you to Sydney at some point so you can see how amazing it is, or wherever she's living. Yes.
Well done. Angela, thank you so much.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
But Erin, last year we gave away how much money?
Well, way more than $1 million, but $1 million to one listener. One of our listeners got $1 million from us.
Her name was Stacey. She initially won Alpha Bucks with us. Can we hear that moment?
Yes.
Oranges is a film about family drama and forgiveness.
Oh my God.
You've done it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
$10,000 is yours right now and you are well on your way to $1 million.
Thank you so much.
She was well on her way to $1 million because with Carrie and Tom in the afternoons, when a lot of people competed, who got through and who won?
Have a listen.
You've won $1 million!
And I remember the letter was A.
Yes.
It was my favourite answer of ever. Because Stacey, the letter was A. They wanted a language. And what did you say?
Afrikaans.
Because you had a South African background, you got yourself $1 million. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Thanks, Ed. Hi, guys.
Hi, Stacey.
Hello. Now, Stacey.
I don't have a South African background.
Oh, don't you? How did you know that?
There was some reason, I remember, Ed. What was the reason?
I taught myself Afrikaans because I'm obsessed with South Africa and the Springboks.
That was it.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. Now, Stacey, you're still listening to the show. We appreciate that, but you did move away. Is that right?
No, we actually bought some land last year. And as it happens, today I woke up on our land tracker and it's registered as of today, 100% ready to go.
Yeah, where's the land?
It's in Queensland, actually.
Oh, beautiful. And you obviously used our money for that?
Most certainly did. Yeah. We picked the land. We'd never been there before. We just bought blindly and we flew up and had a look. And, yeah, we're so thrilled. We're 10 kilometres from the beach.
Yeah, right. Sunshine Coast area. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
There you go. So you're a big chunk of land. You can't go wrong with land, not in an area like that.
Sunshine Coast. Can I ask you, when the money went into your account, what was that like to look at your balance and see how many zeros in a mil? Six?
With a one.
I took a screenshot of it and I still have it in my phone just because I wanted to keep it as a memento, but it just sort of seemed not real. Like, even to this day, I still listen to the podcasts of that day and I still get goosebumps listening to your spiel before. I still get goosebumps listening to it. It still, hasn't sunk in at all.
Yeah, but you beat a lot of people out to win the $1 million. It's a massive effort. There's no doubt about that. Did it immediately change the way you, like, shop at a supermarket? Would you not look at the prices, or would you still, you know, get stuff on special? How would you go?
Oh, I'm a bargain shopper. Yeah. I buy things, you know, through ShopBack. I wait till there's deals off. I get, you know, I use store cards, so you get, you know, points. And yeah. I love Kmart and Aldi. I'm a big bargain shopper.
So it didn't change that. Didn't change that way of operating.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
You've bought the land, obviously. So can I ask? And this might be a little bit crass, and you can tell me to sod off. It's none of my business. But around about how much of the money do you still have left? Say a year later, that's sitting in your account.
Well, the build will take up the rest of the money.
Ah, yeah. Oh, so you're
building a big, beautiful home.
Oh,
yeah.
So we're going from a tiny little three-bedroom little townhouse to a beautiful big five-bedroom home.
That is what this station does for our listeners.
Yeah, and creates loyal listeners, because, Stacey, even if you do move to another state, you'll still be on us, won't you, Stacey?
Most definitely. I've grown up with Today FM.
There we go.
Back in the day, Wendy Harmer, so it's been a long time.
Oh, what a journey. Thank you. 747 from joy to despair. It's text trauma next.
Involving women's hair.
Now, this annoys me. I'm triggered already, because how dare you men even comment? You're lucky to have hair yourself, don't you comment?
I'm on his side, whatever it is.
I haven't read it either, but I'm angry.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Lily and Max were dating for 6 months. Lily thought the relationship was going well until Max confronted her about something she kept leaving behind.
Ooh, what is she leaving behind? Yeah. This is real life text messages. Erin's going to play Lily. I'll be playing Max.
Yes.
I bought dessert to take to your parents tonight. They like sticky date, yeah?
I might just go by myself tonight.
Oh, how come?
I just need some time to think.
Huh? Think about what?
I've really tried to be fine with it, but I can't get past it.
Fine with what? Is everything okay?
It's your hair. Mm. It's everywhere.
Haha, what?
I can't handle it anymore. It's all over my car, on my clothes, on my bed. It's just too much.
My hair?
Yes, it falls out everywhere. It's gross and annoying.
Ha 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 ha, are you kidding? You're honestly having a go at me for my hair coming out sometimes.
Lily, it's really getting to me.
I don't think I can really help my hair falling out.
Well, you cannot leave it everywhere.
Ha 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 ha, Max, it is hair. Mm. What about all the mess you leave? That f***ing disgusting. I'm not complaining or letting it affect us, am I?
Don't turn this back on me. I know you don't understand where I'm coming from, but I need time to think.
All right, Max.
That is that is shocking and intriguing.
That is just weird.
No, well, I understand where Max is coming from, but you wouldn't think it would be the straw that broke the camel's back. But was that the end of the relationship, Lily, or did you keep going from there?
Hi, it wasn't the end. It probably should have been, looking back. The weirdest thing. But yeah, no, he took a break for like a week. I thought he was kidding at first, but no, he needed his time. And then, yeah, it ended for something else like 6 months later.
Oh my God.
So you, during that text message conversation, you realized he wasn't joking?
Yeah, like when he, like, because it ended and he was like, no, I seriously need some time. But at first I was genuinely like, who could be serious about something like that?
Like, yeah. It's not like you're a dog. Like, no, chicks have long hair. We're always doing our hair. There's always hair coming. Like, sorry, that's just, what the heck? Yeah. Did he want you to have a buzz cut?
Yeah, exactly. No, he wouldn't have wanted that.
No, exactly.
In his defense, even though he's gone way too far, it does get annoying when you just, it just clogs up the sinks.
Are you sure that's not you shaving down there?
No. Well, I'm sure that would. No, it's just so long, and it is hard to clean.
Yeah. But I put up with a few things that he did.
You
think it could have been even?
What was the catalyst, if it's not too personal, for the actual breakup 6 months later? And I'm finding it so unbelievably hard to imagine that you were able to tolerate him for another 6 months.
Oh, he just kept doing weird things. Like, that wasn't the first of his weird things. Like, he ended up just being a bit of a weird guy. And I was like, no, this has got to stop.
When he said no to bringing the sticky date, that should have been it, really.
You can't say no to that.
You can't say no to sticky date.
And who doesn't want help with their parents as well? Like you want a buffer when you got to go to your parents for dinner.
Have you found a man to put up with your hair since, Lily?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Has it ever been brought up by him or no?
No complaints on that side.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, Lily, got yourself $500. So well done to you. Now, if you're listening to this thing, I got some of these messages. You can hit us up at Hizzy and Aaron on Instagram. DM us. We'll talk you through it. You remain anonymous. At 7:56, let's open those lines, 13:10:60. It is time to play Alpha Bucks. And after 8 o'clock, love.
Yeah, love is never too late. One of the richest men in the world is still out there and he's still at it. He still believes in love.
Well, it's too late if you want him because he's just gotten engaged, but he's in his 90s. She's in his sixties, and I just love
the
it.
His quote about the situation I found unbelievable.
Yeah, this will blow your mind.
Got to make her angry. Has to.
The Hughesy, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Well, one man who probably won't be a part of it because he's already organised another wedding for two is Rupert Murdoch, the Australian mogul, who is 92 years old. And what has he just announced, Aaron?
Well, he's just announced in one of the papers that he owns, the New York Post, that he is engaged to his new girlfriend. He only met her last year and he divorced from his fourth wife, Jerry Hall, last year. Her name is Anne Leslie Smith. She's a 66-year-old woman, very attractive, lovely looking lady, has had her own success in life in different ways. And he's announced that they are to be wed.
And he has said, I dreaded falling in love, but I knew this would be my last. He's called it as his last.
Well, but he did then say, it better be, leaves a window, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. But I'm happy. So, but there's another quote that he has, and he must have said it because they're not making this stuff up, in newspapers that he owns.
Correct.
This is a direct quote from Rupert, which I question, and I wonder whether Anne Leslie Smith questions this as well. This is a direct quote from Rupert.
And just a reminder, 92.
He's 92.
92 years old.
He said, here's a direct quote, we're both looking forward to spending the second half of our lives together.
We've only just begun
to live. We've only just begun to live.
But you know what they say, life begins at 92.
That assumes that he's going to live to 180.
Easy.
Maybe he's worked on something we don't know about. And that's always say, you know, I always think until you can buy eternal life, it doesn't matter how much money have got because they're going to die just like the rest of us. Unless he's got some access to something we don't know about, there's no way he's not in the last tenth of his life.
Can we focus on the positive element here? Like for someone like me, say, who's 39 years old, not engaged, not married, I've literally got like another 60 years to find someone, even if I want. And even then, like I've got years after that because he's only lived the first half of his life. Like this gives me another 180 years to find the one.
Can we ask people who's found love later in life?
Yes, I love this.
Yeah, so later are in we going to go love. Over 50?
Let's go over 50. Who got engaged over 50.
The new Today FM. Learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. But you know what?
It is the greatest love of all.
And wedding for one is going to be an amazing event.
Correct.
It doesn't mean that you can't marry yourself and then marry someone else later on.
Absolutely. I mean, it's fairly simple and easy, I think, to separate from yourself in terms of assets and the emotional complication. It's probably the easiest separation you'll have.
If Rupert Murdoch, at the age of 92, is prepared to get married again, mm-hmm. with all the money that he's got and all the issues that must, you know, legally mean to make sure that his new bride doesn't get his money.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And his kids are going, Dad, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, leave us something.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got four that he's done that with already. Patricia Booker, his first one, Anna Marie Torv. His third one, Wendy Deng, who was a real firecracker. Remember when she punched that bloke? And then Jerry Hall.
So Jerry, ex of Mick Jagger.
Yes, they got divorced just last year. So Rupert and Jerry. So he's a quick mover on her. He goes from one to the other.
Didn't Mick Jagger have a baby with a ballerina? Is that right?
So the baby's about two or three.
And Mick is 80?
Something like that, yeah.
So he's got a 2-year-old. He's an 80. Well, he's an 80-year-old with a 2-year-old.
If Rupert's got like the next half of his life to go, the second half, then Mick's got more than that.
Rupert had a baby with Wendy Deng, didn't he?
Two or one.
So if you have two babies in the 70s?
Yeah, Grace born in 2001 and Chloe born in 2003. He also had a baby born in 1958.
What?
That was so, Prudence. What a name.
What we're saying is that, you know what, it's never too late.
Yeah. It just
begun. And Rupert is quoted as saying he looks forward to spending the second half of our lives together with his 66-year-old fiancée.
And he's 92, which would then indicate that he's got another 92 years to go, which I agree with.
184 that gets him to.
Yep.
Well, you wouldn't put it past him.
Achieved great things. He's overcome adversity. Yep.
Survivor.
Yep.
And he's not a survivor because he's weak. He's a strong man.
Love over 50. Mia from Cecil Hills. May we ask how old you are and may we ask when you got engaged?
Hi, everyone. I'm 57 and I got engaged last October.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yep. Who to, Mia?
To Ken.
Oh, Ken, isn't that a hot name, Ken?
How old's Ken?
Ken is 68.
68. Oh,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Kenny, he's still got it all going on, doesn't he, Mia?
He does, absolutely.
You know what he's trying to imply there, Mia?
No, yeah, well, obviously, absolutely. I'm not even implying that. It's obviously that's happening.
Obvious.
Can I say, Mia, have you ever had it better? Is this the best it's ever been?
Look, I'm going to be honest. I've been married twice.
Yep.
So this is my third, and yes, hopefully my last, definitely. But the second one only lasted 6 months, so we don't count that one.
Yeah.
No.
This is definitely the best, and this is definitely going to last 100%.
Come on.
How did you meet Mia, by the way? Like, what's your story?
We met on an online dating site during COVID.
Right. Oh, beautiful.
Pandemic is good for something.
Yeah, well, we're both isolated and you know, you start talking to lots of people online and that. There's a lot of crazies out there. Oh, my God. And you have to kiss a lot of frogs before you find your prince.
Yeah.
You know what? It's a numbers game though, isn't it?
It is.
You get there eventually.
Definitely. Definitely.
Erin, I hope you're listening to this.
I'm listening. I am. My ears are pricked.
How old's Ken's oldest child, Mia?
Ken's oldest, he has one child. He's 34.
Yeah.
And my two children are 37 and 33.
Do they all get along, the three of them?
Son hasn't met his future stepmother.
That's all good.
That's fine. That'll
do. Thank you.
Night out
I'd love
it
if your son was a page boy at the wedding. That'd be goodness.
That'd be
cute. Lovely.
Get him on his knees.
Gabby from Forestville, who found
too
love.
Much, too much. Late. Sorry. Sorry, I was just thinking, like, pages. They're short.
Don't
little.
Linger. Here's to move on and not linger at the scene. Gabby, who is the older love finder in your life?
So the serial older love finder in my life is my grandma.
Yeah, how old was she when she last got married?
She last got married just before she turned 70. She went on a Euro holiday. She was married at the time and sought out the love of her life from her childhood and got married to him and brought him back to Australia with her.
married at the time.
To her husband that yes. she was married to at the time.
Yeah, no, she sent back some divorce papers in the mail and brought the new husband back.
Old school.
Creepers, creepers. You think you're letting your partner just go on a bit of a holiday to find themselves and they found someone else.
Not to be agey, but like I would have thought and I would hope this is the case that by the time you get to 70, you don't got to be insecure about, you know, your partner kind of running off with someone else. Like surely that leaves at some stage, right?
Well, obviously not. Great. So she's still kicking, Grandma, is she, Gabby?
Yeah, she's 92. Her husband passed away, so she went through a bit more of a dating phase, had a couple more boyfriends, dumped them for a cat, and now I think she's fairly content with where she is, I think.
I don't think so. She's only Rupert's age. She's got the second half of her life to go.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
On the subject of popular television shows, a number of years ago now, I got involved with The Block.
This moment.
Wow. Guess who the buyer was of House 5? Husey. He only registered this morning.
I know.
So cooking him dinner that day on the challenge was a good result, wasn't it?
Yeah. So The Blockhouse.
Yeah.
Which, it was caused controversy at the time, and especially within my own family. When my wife goes, that was idiotic, you're an idiot.
Yeah. And I'm like, she was then echoed by millions of others who had the same attitude, didn't they? Weren't people really disparaging?
Yeah, there was an article in the Financial Review saying I'm just
and they know their stuff. Like, they're pretty good Financial Review. Like,
no, I'm still happy that's still in the family. But my accountant was dismayed the other day. Apparently the end of the financial year is coming. Well, I have no idea what's going on. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what happens. But my accountant rang me the other day and said, who do you insure The Blockhouse through? And I said, I don't know. And then we did some investigating. And he believes the house has not been insured. So I'm still, don't think it's been insured. Wow. I think I got a year free insurance, but it's been like, yeah, so. And he's like freaking out. And I'm like, well, no, we've rolled the dice. I don't think you've
come out
insurance
on top,
overrated.
You?
Do you need insurance?
That's a really big question. And look, I err in both. Oh, I don't know. It's a really look. You've won because you haven't had to pay insurance basically for however many years, and you've still got the house, and nothing bad has happened. But
yeah.
If something bad had happened, it would have been the wrong choice.
Yeah, but I mean, do some people. Is there a school of thought that you don't need insurance?
Well, a lot of people now are having to cut it out just because things are so tight. I mum and dad made me get health insurance when I turned 18, and I had it for, and still do have it. So what's like 20 years later? And I remember like when I got pregnant, I'm like, oh, well, I've been paying, you know, for health insurance for 15 years, surely, you know, this is where you get the payback.
Yeah.
And I hadn't bloody gone and updated it and ticked pregnancy. So did not get a thing out of it. So half the time it feels like anytime I'm trying to claim anything, it's not included or I've already exceeded the limit. So sometimes I actually think it is a complete waste. And in this country, we're so lucky with our health system that if there's an emergency, you go to emergency and you don't get turned away. So I don't know. It's a tough one.
Can we talk to people who don't have insurance?
Yeah, you're living free. 131060 lines are open. You're not insurancy. You're living free. $100 Red Rooster voucher for you.
Maybe your car's not insured or your health's not insured or
your pets.
Pets aren't insured.
You could live even when you go to Bali or something and they say on the form, do you want to tick travel insurance? Most people go, nah.
The house is a big one though, isn't it, to do that?
That's living on the edge.
Pretty gangster of me, isn't it?
Yeah, you're a real bad boy.
Maybe you've got a warehouse you're planning to burn down.
Have you done insurance fraud? Have you committed insurance fraud? That's another great one.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
So my accountant has rang me and said, can't find any evidence that your blockhouse is insured and it hasn't been, he thinks, since 2018.
Oof.
So, and I'm like, well, there we go. We've rolled the dice, haven't we? And we've come up trumps.
I think that's the same.
Roll the dice. Snake eyes?
You got six. Yeah, I don't know.
Yahtzee?
You've won.
Yahtzee? I think it's Yahtzee. We'll come up Yahtzee.
Mm-hmm.
But are other people rolling with no insurance?
Felicity from Campbelltown, do you have health insurance?
No, I don't.
What's your situation, Fliss?
It's just too expensive.
Yeah.
Like, we have a family of four children and it's unaffordable at the moment.
Yeah. Did you cut it just recently because of cost of living, or has it been a little while that you haven't had it?
It's been a while.
Yeah. And you have you found it, like, any time where you've thought, oh, I really wish we'd had insurance now?
Like,
or if you,
especially when it's like dental work and that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like,
yes,
that could really help.
But see, even then though, Felicity, and I look at, like, for optical and that kind of thing, it might say, oh, we'll cover up to $200 and that's it, even though you've paid it. So often, even when it has that there, you end up still paying a heap out of pocket.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Felicity's rolling with no insurance.
She is.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Felicity. What about Monica from Oxley Park? How much insurance you got, Monica?
None. Never had it.
There we go.
Yep, so you don't believe in insurance?
Nah, I think it's a waste of time, really. I just have my own money in an account, and if something happens, I've got myself covered.
Yeah.
Right. So you're your own insurance.
I've always relied on the public system, Medicare, whatever. I've never had health insurance, and I've gotten through life pretty well. I'm 53 and no problem.
Can I tell you, Monica, there's a cameraman I used to work with who had lots of kids, like four or five kids, and they always had health insurance. And then he decided one year, probably 8 or 9 years ago now, to just put the exact same amount from the health insurance that he used to pay for the whole family into a separate account. And at the end of each year, what they hadn't used, they used for a holiday, and he went on a holiday every single year. So they never ended up using what they had, but they had it there just in case. But yeah, it's a tough one, because if you're unlucky and you're that one person who, because elective surgery is another thing, if you're in pain, it's a hard one. But I think it's a real trend against insurance, and because some people are forced, they just can't afford it, and others just don't think it's worth it.
Well, I've never really been able to afford it, so I've never really bothered getting it. So, never had a problem. Owned houses, never insured them, never had a problem.
Never insured a house. Yes, that's a big one, isn't that? Never insured a house.
So what are you going to do, Hughes? Are you going to keep living on the edge, or are you going to insure up, baby?
Well, yeah, it's food for thought here, I can tell you. Real food for thought.
And it's food for listeners. $100 Red Rooster vouchers. Thank you both. Hughesy, Ed
and Erin. It's no secret Hughesy, Ed and Erin love a break. You can have your very own break to Australia's best-kept secret, Canberra. Visit the win page at hit.com.au for more.